Well, as we've gone on with our program now for 17 years, when we started out, Gary and I, we were dealing with people who were working on their desktops. And that was your computer world. That was where, Eddie, you were dealing with it in the corporations. And Shane, I'm sure you were dealing with those things, PCs.
Oh, yeah.
The big things you bark your shins on under the table, you know, that kind of thing. But nowadays, PCs or the whole notion of connecting to a computer has exploded. And we carry little computers around with us in our pockets, don't we? And in terms of the phones that we have in so many ways.
No, absolutely.
You can go on the internet, you can create content, you can look things up, play videos, everything else under the sun. Well, the importance of that, of course, is getting connected to the internet for those computers. And with us today, we have Todd Lane, who is an AT&T regional sales manager, to talk about some really interesting devices that they have out right now. Matter of fact, one which I have just finished working with myself, and that is their hotspot, but there's much more to talk about that. First of all, Todd, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, now, Todd, let's talk about the AT&T hotspot and tell folks what that is to start with.
Yeah, so the portable hotspot is it connects up to 15 Wi-Fi enabled devices. So anything from a tablet to a laptop to an e-reader to any game console will get you connected to our 4G LTE network anywhere you go.
Okay. And now, when you're connecting to it, you're connecting to it with whatever the strength is that signal has in the air. Nothing magic about this, you know. So if you have a weak phone signal, you're not going to get a real strong one, but you still can connect a number of devices.
Exactly.
Last week on the show, as a matter of fact, all of us in the studio were connected through the hotspot, the AT&T hotspot I was working with. And I was saying, I wish I had it today because it connected a lot faster.
Well, and if I was just going to mention that. If you really do a speed analysis, it's probably faster than, unless you got a really fast wired connection, your hotspot through AT&T is going to be faster. My phone, when I take and do speed drills on my phone, faster than my computer a lot of times.
Wow. Right. So that direct connection, is that true, Todd, then that direct connection to the AT&T system system that way?
Absolutely. Our 4G LTE network right now, I mean, we're fully deployed in Detroit, so you're going to see upload speeds of 20 megs up to somewhere around 25. So you'll certainly see a significant increase in your download and upload speeds.
Yeah, and that's faster than your Comcast.
Well, I didn't tell you guys during the show last week, but I was watching Game of Thrones, and you know, during that one interview,
we did notice.
It was an evaluation device. I wanted to push the limits, and there was no problem.
No lags at all. Well, that's interesting because it's important to say that even having this little device here, what I was fascinated with is how many devices you can connect to that, and it doesn't draw down this. It's not like a party line, Shane.
Yeah, it was running really well on the show last week.
It is, but it's so fast it doesn't, you know, it never notice it.
Right, because it is kind of a party line in some ways. You're sharing the same connection, but the connection is so hot that you're able to do that. Now, I have a question for you because it's come up, Todd, in many of our conversations. Guys, you probably remember this. People who live in an area where they can't get cable connection, but they have a connection to the phone company, could they use this as their broadband base?
Without a doubt. They can connect any of their devices that they have that they need to get connected, and they can use the Wi-Fi hotspot, and it'll work just fine.
So you could take this, for instance, and then hook up a Wi-Fi router to it and broadcast the wireless signal throughout your house.
Essentially make your house a Wi-Fi-enabled zone, and you'll be good to go.
The last time I was at a conference, everybody was on Wi-Fi, and it was slow as bogged down. I said, all right, I just turned the Wi-Fi off. It automatically kicked over to my cellular, and I used my iPad and my phone on the cellular network, which was a lot faster.
Now, so let's ask a question that's some practical questions. How much do these devices cost? I know there's a variety of them, right?
Yeah, so we have two different options right now. So if you sign a two-year contract, the hardware is $50 up front. And then if you want to go no commitment, it'll retail for $199.
Okay.
And then you have your two options on how much data you want to use. With our mobile share value plans, you can add it to your plan for only $10 a month, and that'll share all of your data for what you have on your current plan.
Oh, wow.
Or if you wanted to go separately, you can go it will be 5 gigs for $50 a month.
Okay, so that's 5 gigs for $50 a month. Okay, so
a lot of data.
Right.
I mean, if you've ever purchased a limited plans, 500 megabyte or 1 gigabyte, that is a lot of data going through a device.
And I know we're supposed to be talking about the device itself, but I will tell you that I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I have a hotspot on my phone.
Yep.
My phone, I don't have to carry two. My phone acts exactly like that device. It connects through AT&T to the ETL LTE network.
LTE network. And the other great part about our mobile share plans as well is if you're on a mobile share value plan, every single phone in that plan is available to have the tethering, as we call it, which we were alluding to earlier.
Right, which is essentially between your phone into the hotspot.
Just creates a hotspot. Yep.
But I liked about the device, I guess, was that I could just pass it around to people, which I did the studio here. I passed it around to Ed and the other guys who were here, and you could see the connect information is on the front of it. So you just, here you go, hook up to that.
That is
nice. There are some other features about that, too. I'm trying to think of, escapes my mind now. What are some of the other features on the hotspot?
So it has a 16-hour battery life.
Oh,
so
that's it.
We have seen a lot of usage for families. So if they're on a road trip and you've got all the kids in the vans and they've each got their tablets and they've each got their game consoles, you're as far as, you know, dad or mom want to drive for 16 hours, you'll have that device to go through.
So that's happened to us where we've had to go, okay, my phone's going dead. Mm-hmm. So then we use my wife's phone and she turns her hotspot on and we all connect to that. And then...
Well, the nice thing about this too, if I remember correctly, is you can also charge your phone off of it.
Exactly.
That I love because my iPhone 5 is driving me nuts because it's dead by about 4 o'clock.
The batteries, and you can't change batteries with the iPhone.
No, you can't. And so,
not unlike the Androids.
It really was perfect because one of the other days when I was testing this out, I just did, there's a little device, if you will, USB dongle that comes with it that you can plug in, and then you plug that into your phone. Boom, it's charging.
Yeah, it's a reverse charger. So if you're down to your last legs on the battery life, you can plug that into the hotspot, and you'll get an extra, 10 to 15% out of it.
It vamps off the current battery.
Correct.
Now, can you plug that device in, hardwired it?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can have it plugged.
I didn't see that last when we had it in studio.
And there's a little, like a mini pin on it. You can put the power into it, so you could be powering it and then also powering your phone.
Yeah.
As well as acting as a network hub for your network there. I want to jump to talk about another device you have because we do have a limited time here. By the way, Todd Lane from AT&T is Real Juno's sales manager there, is with us. And that's the AudioVox car device. I had not heard about this until now. And by the way, folks, when you hit our page and you click the button, you will be linked to a page that has both devices on it. So talk about that AudioVox device. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so what it is, we call it our car connection kit. It'll provide location-based services for your vehicle. So it's great for families with teenagers. What it'll do is it plugs in, it's called the OBD port, which is onboard diagnostics. It's right underneath the steering wheel. Every car from 1996 and on has one.
Okay.
And you have an app that you download on your phone, or you can visit on a website, and it'll provide an array of diagnostic testing, protection services, geofencing. So we can talk a little bit more about that.
But all right, let's talk about some of the diagnostic things that it can give you.
So first and foremost, it can provide geofencing. So you can set up a perimeter, if you will, for your son or daughter, whoever that may be. And if they go outside of this, proverbial geofence, you'll get an automated alert texted to your phone or through the app saying that the car went out at this time and this hour, and it came back in at this time and this hour.
Ooh, for teenagers, that spells busted. Okay, we got that. How about the diagnostic in terms of the engine itself or the vehicle?
It'll also do operation and performance based results. So if there's something going wrong with the car, or if the AudioVox senses that there's maybe something out of whack, it'll send an alert to your application, and it'll also send an alert via text message saying, "Hey, you have an alert waiting for you. You should probably check it out." And then it'll give you more of a streamlined approach to getting it fixed.
Oh, so will it give you like the default codes that sometimes will come through?
Some of them will.
Okay.
It just depends on what the exact issue is.
I gotcha. Okay, we were talking about that before, Ed. You can plug into that same port. I think the diagnosticians, when you go into a service station, essentially plug into that same thing. Am I right, Todd? That's where they go to find the information on what the codes are. So if you got the check engine light on, it can tell you a little bit more about that. I understand it can also help you with fuel economy.
Absolutely. So it also will do trip summaries and fuel analysis. So say if you took a 4 to 5 hour trip, it'll give you your miles per gallon. Obviously, a lot of cars now do, but it'll also give you a breakdown of where you were, what kind of mileage you were getting, what kind of fuel economy you were getting. And then also at the end of the trip, it'll provide you with tips and details as to how to better improve that on your next trip or your next time you start your car.
So as I'm on the trip, it could be feeding me this information
as
well.
Yeah, you have it any iOS or Android device. You can keep up with it as long as your car's on.
Wow.
That just gives my wife even more ammunition to say, slow down.
Let's see. We have diagnostic, geofencing. Is there any other things?
There's one other thing that I want to talk about is the monitoring. So obviously, no texting and driving is a large campaign of ours. And it also, through the app, it'll restrict if the individuals in the car, it'll restrict phone calling and it'll restrict text messaging. So anytime that they try to actually do that, it'll restrict them.
Oh, it'll stop them from texting, period.
Correct.
Wow. So how does it tell if you're sitting in the driver's seat or not?
The app is location-based, so you'll have it when you're close to the car.
But I mean, if you're sitting in the if you're sitting in the passenger seat, you won't be able to text either.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, folks, that's the AudioBox car device or the car connection device. All this available through AT&T. Todd, thank you so much for being with
us. Thanks for having me.
And you can find out more about that hotspot and the AudioBox car device on our homepage. Click on internetadvisor.net, and you'll find that there among our show notes. Hey, we still have in studio with us Todd Lane, who is a representative from AT&T sales here. And Todd, I wanted to catch you before you left.
Yeah, he tried to get away. We tackled him.
The AudioBox car connection, which is something that you can buy at AT&T, right? Go into any AT&T store?
Yes, they're available at all AT&T retail stores and available online at att.com.
Okay, now, when I plug one of those in my car, am I also being charged for data?
That is correct. So the hardware costs $179, and then it's only $10 a month to add it to your mobile share plan.
Okay. And then after that, we were talking in the break, how much data does it use?
Anywhere from 100 to 300 megabytes, so it doesn't take up
a lot
of data.
That's megabytes, folks, not gigabytes, megabytes.
Correct.
So it's not really going to make a big dent in your family plan.
Yeah, people, if you don't know if it'll work in your car, there is an auto lookup tool that will help identify that your cars will accept the device.
And that is available. Where did you get
that? Right on the website. Right on the website.
Right through AT&T, you can find that out. And we were talking, folks, also beforehand about the hotspots. You can find out more information about that. We have the link to the AT&T site here as well. One last thing for you, Todd, before you go. I know this is brand new. Matter of fact, it was just announced this week. Amazon has a new smartphone called the Fire. And you folks at AT&T are the sole proprietors of that.
You are right. Yeah, correct. So we are the exclusive provider for Amazon Fire.
And that is
so. That's good company that they're in, because you were the exclusive provider of the iPhone when it first came
out. Precisely.
Right?
Yeah. So we have a pretty good track record with devices like that.
Now, it's as I understand, the cost of this will be what, $199?
Correct. For a 32 gig, it'll be $199, and then for 64 gig, it'll be $299.
Okay, and this is with a two-year
contract.
Okay,
correct.
Folks. So, if you're interested, folks, about in getting that Amazon smartphone called the Fire in all its gadgets, it will be available only through AT&T. Todd, thank you again so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.